SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, emergency crews and volunteers work overnight following record downpours in New South Wales. Western Australian police launch a search for a man thought to have arrived in Australia on an unknown vessel. And in football, Matildas vice-captain Ellie Carpenter on the team's ambitions for the Olympics. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Alex Anifantis. Emergency crews and volunteers across Sydney and southern New South Wales have been working overnight to limit the damage from flooding following record-breaking downpours. Moderate to major flooding will continue to affect several communities, with river rises expected along the Hawkesbury River this morning. The river was expected to peak above the major flooding level at North Richmond, but still 2 metres below the peaks reached in major floods in 2021 and 2022. Evacuation centres have been established either side of the river for displaced residents. New South Wales State Emergency Services Superintendent Scott McLennan has told the ABC the work of 4,000 volunteers has been crucial.
We do have crews available during the day and we have crews available at night. Volunteers are awesome. They live, work and serve the communities that they are part of. And we do have resources from other areas throughout the state to ensure that the communities, no matter where they are right across New South Wales, are all safe and protected.
Police in Western Australia say a search has been launched for a man they believe may have been a passenger on what they're calling an unknown vessel. The vessel landed in a remote area on the Kimberley District on Friday. Western Australian police say a land search operation is in its preliminary stages and will involve navigation of challenging terrain in an extremely remote area. The Australian Border Force says it does not confirm or comment on operational matters. The Israeli Defence Forces say they have found the body of one of the hostages held by Hamas during a military operation in Khan Yunis. The remains belong to 47-year-old Elad Khazid, who was abducted by Hamas during the October 7 raids on southern Israel. A joint statement by the IDF and the Israeli security agency says his body was brought back to Israel after being identified by medical officials. Relatives of the remaining hostages, including the Khazid family, gathered in Tel Aviv to call for the release of their loved ones. This person says this tragedy could have been avoided if the two warring sides had brokered a deal in time.
Elad Khazid managed to survive 3 months in captivity. He should have been with us today. He could have been with us today. And we demand the world to do anything to make this deal come true and bring them all back home.
Victoria's environmental regulator, the EPA, is urging anyone who spots suspicious material to contact them or their local council. It comes after 4 parks in Melbourne were closed over asbestos-contaminated mulch. A 5th location, Shaw Reserve in Pasco Vale South, was given the all clear by the EPA. The state opposition is calling for the creation of an asbestos task force. Local mother Alexandra Damasoliotti says it has been frustrating for her and her children to hear more parks have been contaminated after the EPA said the first park was an isolated incident.
And they're really disappointed because they're young, they still get enjoyment out of places like this. And said we're just going to probably have to go somewhere else out of our municipality. But then I'm also not sure what other parks in other municipalities are affected. So it looks like it's going to be an indoor play centre for us for the rest of the school holidays. Can someone just talk to us, please? Tell us what's going on, which parks are affected and why this happened in the first place.
In football, ahead of a friendly match against Mexico in Texas next week, vice-captain Ellie Carpenter says the Matildas are using their World Cup disappointment as an inspiration for the Olympics. Australia has fallen just short of a podium finish in its last 3 major competitions, including the 2020 Tokyo Games. Carpenter says this time the Matildas will do everything to return from Paris with something to show for their efforts.
We're focusing on what's next and, you know, we've come fourth at the last 2 major tournaments. I think we really have that in the back of our mind, and we want to do everything we can not to let that repeat itself. And I think it's just very important to get everyone on the same page. And once that clicks, and, you know, I think that has, you know, nearly clicked, come, you know, mid-July, you know, hit the ground running. So really thinking forward with this team come Olympics. And, yeah, I really think we can do something special.
Australia is currently in camp in Florida in the United States ahead of Wednesday's encounter. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Alex Anifantis.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.